What you talking about?
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It on Jamestown 107.1 FM. We're also streamed online at newsdakota.com. Today, joining us here on Let's Talk About It, we have two members from Central Valley Health in Jamestown. We have Robin Isler and Shannon Kaiser joining us. And Robin and Shannon, welcome to our show.
Hi, thanks for having us.
Absolutely. Thank you guys again for joining us here on Let's Talk About It. A big event. We have another one coming up here. The first one went over so very well, very smooth. Lots of people tested, but another free mass COVID-19 testing event coming up here Thursday, July 23rd. And Robin, I think we can start with you. This is the second of one of these mass testing events being put on that's open to the public, right?
That's correct. I mean, everybody hears about these happening around our state. And so now it's our turn here in Stutzman County. This week at the Stutzman County Fairgrounds, we will be holding the mass testing event. This is first come, first serve. We have 600 tests available. We really want to target the working public or the population of those 20 to 40-year-olds. So we really hope and encourage that age group to come to this free event and get tested.
Absolutely. So like you said, working kind of the working 20 to 40 age range is what we're targeting for. But of course, Robin, you won't turn anybody away, those who register ahead of time and come out, right?
Right. And that's really the key, is to pre-register. So there is a link, and you can find that at centralvalleyhealth.org under our COVID tab. It's testreg.nd.gov. It's hard to say and hard to imagine when you're on the over the radio, but if you click on that link, you enter your name, your address, your date of birth. Then when you come to the line out at the fairgrounds, we look you up by your date of birth. From there, we can tie the sample that you take to your name. And then we do the swab, and it's an easy in and out. So if you can pre-register, that'll speed things up. Otherwise, if you wait till you get there, we will come around to the cars. We'll be asking people to pre-register prior to coming up to the testing spot at the fairgrounds.
Absolutely. That helps not only Central Valley Health and those who are testing, but it helps kind of move the process along too, because if you pre-register ahead of time, you won't need to do that and kind of hold it up. You can kind of get a smooth line going throughout the day.
That's correct.
Awesome. Again, we have Robin Isler and Shannon Kaiser joining us here on Let's Talk About It. The second mass COVID-19 testing event coming up Thursday, July 23rd from 3 to 6. Get registered ahead of time. And we do want to add in there too, Robin, obviously getting registered and being there does not guarantee a test. So it's kind of on a first come, first serve basis still.
That's correct. And I just want to let people know that we won't make you sit in line for 40 minutes or 30 minutes and then get up to the testing site and say, oh, I'm sorry, we're out of tests. We plan to be monitoring that at the gate. So prior to, if we start to run out of tests for any reason or get low, we're going to close the gates at that point, and you know, so we can finish up the people in line. So I just want to let people know that as well.
Definitely. And then, Robin, we get to the point of once everything's wrapped up, then you guys have the next process set out before you. The testing is conducted, and then there's the process afterwards of notifying everybody of the test results.
Yeah, and I'll turn that over to Shannon, because she is the one who's been in charge of making out the information regarding our follow-up after the test.
Yes, so when it comes to getting your results, if you have a positive COVID-19 result, you will be notified by phone within 24 to 72 hours. So that's 1 to 3 days. And then those who have a negative result will be notified by the state notification system, and that is within 5 to 7 days. So it will take a little bit longer. And we just ask people to be patient and wait for their results. And if they have any questions, to call the state hotline or just be patient.
Absolutely. And I guess adding on to that too, Shannon, I'm sure when you get the test and everything, are you guys recommending that people self-quarantine or do anything like that, or just continue kind of going about how they've done it before?
We're asking that people continue to practice social distancing. And if you are feeling any symptoms or illness, we do ask that you would stay home. But those that are feeling healthy and well, just to continue to social distance and have safe practice.
Excellent. Very good. Again, Robin Isler, Shannon Kaiser here on Let's Talk About It. One more question I did have, unless there's anything else, Robin or Shannon, you want to add. You can do multiple tests per car as well, right? If a family comes, you can test them that way as well, right?
Oh, most definitely. If you're coming with your family, that's fine. Just making sure everybody's pre-registered. Again, we'll approach your car with the iPads and check for the names of the people within the car. So that'll work out great. This is drive-up only, so we want you to stay in your vehicle. We are using or hoping to receive the oral swabs to do this testing. I want to make sure that people understand this is not antibody testing. So when we test you tomorrow, that is that point in time for that day. So it's not telling to see if you had the virus back in May. This is only to see if you're currently having the virus on that day, July 23rd. So I want to make sure people understand that that it's only that point in time.
So know that when you're getting tested if you have COVID-19 at that time, like Robin said. And stay in your vehicle. It is a drive-up test event only. Robin or Shannon, anything else you guys want to throw out there, or we want to toss out that registration link one more time?
Sure. It's testreg, so testreg.nd.gov. And that is where you would go to pre-register. Another thing, there's no proof of residency. There's no cost for this test. So just, you know, letting people know about that. We would like anyone from the county, from Stetson County or even beyond, if they want to come, they are welcome to come. It's at the Stetson County Fairgrounds. The north entrance is where you would come to, and then you will be directed to attend. And another thing you need to mention is we want to thank some of our partners. We do have the North Dakota National Guard who will be helping us with this event, along with others from our community, including the hospital, the state hospital, the fire, the police, the sheriff's department. So we have many volunteers that are helping put on a massive event like this as well.
Right. Those volunteers making it possible, putting in those hours again from 3 to 6 on Thursday, July 23rd to make this possible. So we can always help out by going and registering ahead of time, making that process a little smoother. Shannon and Robin, thank you guys so much for taking some time and joining us today.
You're welcome. Thank you. And we look forward to having you out there and broadcasting live throughout the day to let people know how it's going.